Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. Happy to have you with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 10 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Thursday, September the 6th. And there is another candidate running for president today. Fred Thompson made his intentions known on Jay Leno's Tonight Show last night and then released a 15-minute webcast available on his website today explaining why he's getting into the race.
My friends, I come to you today to tell you that I intend to run for president. I feel deeply that I'm doing it for the right reasons. I love my country, and I'm concerned about its future. Just within the next few years, some very serious challenges are moving toward us that will present a difficult and dangerous time in the life of our nation. There are grave issues affecting the safety and security of the American people and our economic well-being. I'm going to do my level best in this campaign to address these problems. And I'm going to give this campaign all that I have to give, and I hope that you'll join me.
So, what will Fred Thompson's entrance into the presidential race do to the race? We wonder what you think, what questions you have about him, and whether you think it's too late or not, whether you think he poses a strong challenge against the current GOP front runners or front runner. Rudy Giuliani tops the polls nationally anyway. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. And while Thompson did not participate in last night's GOP candidate debate in New Hampshire, he made his presence known, actually ran an ad during the debate, a campaign ad, and his name came up. Rudy Giuliani had some things to say. We'll share that in a little bit, too. Our guest is Susan McManus, professor of political science at the University of South Florida in Tampa and co-author of the book Politics in Florida. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
It's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
So how much does this shake up the GOP race for the presidential nomination?
Well, I think it awakens a lot of Republicans from a sort of a semi-sleep. They've kind of gotten bored with the race, and his entry infuses some new dynamics, and I think that it'll be good for the Republicans.
Yeah. It good just because people will be energized again?
Yes, and they'll have a choice, because I think right now there are a lot of conservative Republicans who feel like that none of the front runners, specifically Rudy Giuliani, doesn't really represent the things that they're most concerned about, which, of course, is some of the moral issues and also fiscal conservatism. And that's what the new candidate promises to do for the Republicans, is to talk about those things that matter to that part of the base.
Yeah. So do you think he is, as he said he was, a formidable candidate?
Well, he's certainly showing pretty well in the polls for not having announced.
Mm-hmm.
He's been running pretty well in a lot of the early states like Florida. He's doing pretty well here, and some of the other, I think South Carolina is doing pretty well in. So we'll see. Now he's officially in, and there'll be more serious polls taken. And now others will be going after him, so we'll see how sustainable his entry is into the race.
Yeah. What would you say his strengths are?
Well, in the world of campaigning, there's two sides to every candidate. There's the style side and there's the substance side. And certainly on the style side, he does have an appeal with his speaking voice, his presence on television. At least he's comfortable with television, but increasingly so are all these other presidential candidates since they've been on these debates, televised debates so often. But I think on the substance side, he does bring a certain appeal to the conservative base. Again, the issues that seem to get attention, his pro-life position, pro-gun position in the South, and also the concern about the fiscal future of America, the entitlement battle, which most candidates have been reticent to raise, but it's a lot in the minds of Americans.
Mm-hmm. What about weaknesses?
Well, I think weakness is he's not Ronald Reagan, and any attempt to position himself like that and equate him is a dangerous path to run down, because he is, Reagan, obviously an icon and a different kind of a candidate, much more, I think, ideologically consistent than Fred Thompson. And the other weakness, of course, some have pointed out, well, maybe entry into the race a little bit late or inability to raise so much money. I don't really count those as serious weaknesses. Some say that his young wife might be a deterrent to him getting some of the more conservative, particularly conservative women's votes. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
But those are just, you know, organizational difficulties. Already had some people bail on his campaign. But those are all things I think that aren't serious roadblocks to a campaign from somebody who's pretty well known already.
Yeah. And so a lot of those who are saying maybe it's too late, he addressed that question last night on The Tonight Show by saying, well, no, people aren't going to say he'd be a great candidate and a great president, but I think he entered the race too late.
Well, actually, I think the public is on the side of they're all entered too early, so mm-hmm. blessed be the one who enters a little bit late.
Yeah.
There's a weariness out yeah. there with this campaign, the thought of, you know, starting so soon. Everywhere I go, even in Florida, of course, we moved up our primary. People are just saying, I can't believe it's starting so soon.
Yeah. We're talking with Susan McManus, professor of political science at the University of South Florida, co-author of Politics in Florida, talking with us this hour about Fred Thompson's candidacy. The former senator, actor, Fred Thompson made it official last night on Jay Leno's Tonight Show, and then in a 15-minute webcast, he is a Republican candidate for president. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. We're welcoming your questions and reactions to his entrance into the race. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. Happy to have you with us. Hope you stay tuned. Coming up this afternoon after 3 o'clock, it's Here on Earth, Radio Without Borders with Gene Faraca. Gene will be joined by John Nichols for an update on the impeachment movement, something he helped get rolling, and also look back at the major international events of the summer of 2007. That's coming up after 3 o'clock this afternoon. We're talking about Fred Thompson entering the race for president, announced he is seeking the GOP nomination for the presidency, first on Jay Leno and then on a webcast. He also ran a campaign ad which aired during the debate last night. Fox News hosting a debate of the other Republican candidates. Fred Thompson didn't participate in the debate, but ran this ad during it.
I'm Fred Thompson, and I approve this message. On the next president's watch, our country will make decisions that will affect our lives and our families far into the future. We can't allow ourselves to become a weaker, less prosperous, and more divided nation. Today, as before, the fate of millions across the world depends upon the unity and resolve of the American people. I talk about this tomorrow on Fred08.com. I invite you to take a look and join us.
Fred Thompson, Republican for President.
We are talking with Susan McManus, professor of political science at the University of South Florida, co-author of the book Politics in Florida. Professor McManus, what do you think of that ad and the placement of it?
Well, certainly the placement of it got massive amounts of free media, which mm-hmm. is exactly what you want to happen with an ad. You want to have it have double duty, both in getting a message across and also getting a lot of free coverage. And this one, you could say, hit a home run with that. In terms of placement, the content I think was also safe, but ties in with the three themes that he's chosen for his campaign: security, unity, and prosperity. All three of those are safe but engaging, mm-hmm. Words for his campaign.
Yeah. Let's take some calls. Ron in Sparta. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, good evening. Good morning.
Morning.
Between 8 and 9 o'clock last night, I got a campaign call. With the same ad from Mr. Thompson, so I knew before the Leno show that he was running.
Oh, really? It was this type of this ad itself?
Yes, that webcast ad
mm-hmm.
on a political call, asking for support of Thompson and asking for money, and I thought it was an insult. I have no idea where Mr. Thompson stands on any of the issues. I'm going to give money to somebody who I have no idea. Where they stand, I don't think so. And he has been keeps his comments away from any of the issues. And till he tells me where he's going to stand, I'll be darned if I'm going to vote for him. If he continues, basically I told him he doesn't say where he stands on the Iraq war and what's going on there and what our administration's doing. And as far as I'm concerned, till he does...
Yeah.
those issues and health care in the United States, he could forget about my vote or my support.
Well, Ron, thanks for the call. Does that surprise you that some sort of a campaign call like that would arrive at Ron's phone last night, Professor McManus?
No, not at all. This is a very professionally run campaign, and it has been from the get-go. You can tell from the kind of people, the campaign consultants that the Thompson campaign has hired. But, as Ron points out, this kind of call does run the risk of alienating people when it seems that all they care about is asking you first for money, 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 but then not giving a clear indication of where people stand on issues, because primary voters tend to be the very engaged voters, very attentive, very informed. And so I can understand how Ron feels about this, but for every Ron, there's probably somebody else who thinks, wow, this is a new person, and I'm tired of the old ones, and maybe I'll send them a few bucks.
Yeah. We don't know a whole lot, though, about Fred Thompson's stands on all these issues, do we?
No, we don't. And I think Ron raises a very good point.
Mm-hmm.
And now, of course, starting today, as he hits Iowa this afternoon, the questions will be coming fast and furiously, and he better be prepared.
Yeah. Has he addressed the issue of Iraq at all?
I think generally, mm-hmm. and again, mm-hmm. that's always the approach that candidates tend to do, is to sort of start broadly and then get more specific as the campaign unfolds. So that's not an unusual pattern,
mm-hmm.
but it's coming, and that's where some of the late entry discussion comes in, because we already kind of know pretty well where these other candidates stand on key issues that Ron mentioned, for example, the war and health care and others, but we don't know where the new entrant stands, and there is some danger of trying to game the system.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about, when you said unusual pattern, I thought, yeah, talk a little bit about how Fred Thompson, played this. We knew for months and months, I think since March, that he was probably going to run, but then, you know, we don't actually hear the official announcement until, last night or today. And he doesn't participate in this GOP candidate debate the very night he announces. How come?
He's trying to distinguish himself from the other candidates, and there is some truth to the fact that all of them on the stage at the same time seems to have been intimidating, and it becomes harder for a casual voter, to just tune in and figure out where people stand. And in some ways, it seems like same, that you get this huge stage filled with candidates, and the questions don't go to every single candidate. It's a very disjointed approach, and so I think there was some strategy, obviously a clear strategy on his campaign's part, not to do that, but to get as much attention as the people on the stage with the ad and with everybody talking about his entry today. But it's I dare you kind of politics, and it's trying to separate yourself from a crowded field.
Mm-hmm. Kent in Eau Claire is with us now. Hi, Kent, you're on the air.
Good morning. I believe that a person with a great voice has a kind of a natural advantage in being persuasive and appealing to voters. And I think that Thompson's voice kind of gives him that advantage. And I'm curious about whether your guest thinks there's any merit to that.
Mm-hmm. I do. I think that voice and also presence and comfortable, your comfort on the television stage, it also matters. And so do your looks, all those things that purists don't like to admit matter. They certainly do. We're in an era where we're a visual and television and radio-driven kind of society, and I do think his voice matters. Something else is kind of interesting. There's an old saying in politics that the taller candidates have an advantage.
Yeah, he's
and
a
I think
tall guy,
Fred Thompson
yeah.
would be the tallest president ever. I think he's 6'5 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But all these kinds of, sort of personal traits do cumulative add up to some people feeling more comfortable with a candidate. That's why the old saying is, who would you rather have a beer with, sometimes gives you a better read at how the casual voter is going to come down in a campaign, much more than a poll on issues sometimes.
Yeah. Well, obviously, he's a decent actor. At least fans of Law and Order would say so. But there are some who speculate, sure, he can read a script and he can act, but can he talk off the cuff and be a debater and a campaigner in the unscripted sense of the word?
And I think that's what everybody's going to be watching for the next 2 days, because the pressure's on now. The spotlight will be on him. And the reporters' questions, as we said earlier, will become fast and furious this afternoon when they have access to them in the all-famous Iowa setting.
Yeah. In fact, speaking of his acting background, he Rudy Giuliani did address his entrance into the race during the debate last night of Republican presidential candidates. Here's Rudy Giuliani.
I like Fred a lot. I think Fred is a really, really good man. I think he's done a pretty good job of playing my part on Law and Order. I personally prefer the real thing. But I think Fred will add something to this race.
Right.
I think this is a nomination you have to earn, though. Nobody's going to give it to you. Nobody's going to grant it to you. Nobody is going to crown you. You got to go out there, and like these gentlemen have done, and I've done, you've got to meet people in Iowa and New Hampshire and all over the country. You got to work hard for this. And finally, I think it's going to come down to experience. This is not a time that the United States should be electing someone who's going to get on-the-job training.
What do you think of that, Professor McManus?
Well, that also, it was a very, very good comeback because, again, that's one of those sound bites that's going to be played everywhere today, the Rudy Giuliani sound bite. And, again, that's a key part of any kind of debate or campaign. You want to get that crisp, you know, succinct sound bite that's going to be replayed over and over, and it does make Giuliani look good. As to the experience issue, I think that is, again, one of those things that cuts both ways, because a lot of people don't want another lifetime career politician in office at a time of change. I think that's why you see, in a way, Obama getting a lot of attention. He isn't perceived as a lifetime politician. And so you'll get, you know, Thompson will get some people's interest just because he's not a full-time career politician. But for others, they won't like it, the fact that at this time in American history, that he doesn't have the experience that they think is necessary. It cuts both ways.
Yeah. Cuts both ways with Rudy Giuliani to some extent, too.
Yes.
So let me try to get one more call in before our news break. David? All right. Well, that didn't work. So let's see if I can work that again. Sorry, David, for some reason I can't put your call on the air, but he thought it made good sense to announce on Leno. I'm not sure why, but I wonder if you agree with that, Professor McManus, announcing on a, you know, on an entertainment program.
It seems to be the way people are doing it these days, and of course it tracks back to Arnold Schwarzenegger and, you know, when he announced on the program, and the fact of the matter is that a lot more people watched that than watched the debate last night, whether you like that or not, that's reality. And I think it also points out another thing. The younger generation, who many feel is really the swing vote this time out, finds these programs very appealing, and poll after poll has shown that a sizable portion of the younger electorate does admit that they get a lot of political information off of these programs.
Our guest is Susan McManus, professor of political science at the University of South Florida in Tampa, co-author of the book Politics in Florida. We talk with Professor McManus quite frequently about political issues in the news, and the one in the news today is Fred Thompson, former senator, actor, has made it official. He is running for president, and we're talking about his entrance into the race and what it does to the race, and we'll continue after the news. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine at 7:36 on this Thursday, September the 6th. Well, after many hints and many months that he would run for president, Republican Fred Thompson has made it official. He told Jay Leno on NBC's The Tonight Show that he's in. He also released his rationale on a 15-minute webcast on his website, explaining why he's getting into the race. At the Republican presidential debate held last night in New Hampshire, some of the candidates had some advice for their new competitor. Rudy Giuliani said Thompson will have to earn the nomination. No one will give it to him. We are talking about Fred Thompson's entrance into the race for the presidency, and we welcome your reactions to it. Is he an attractive candidate as far as you're concerned? Did he wait too long to get into this race? What do you want to know about Fred Thompson, or do you think you know all you need to know? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. We welcome your questions and comments for our guest, Susan McManus, professor of political science at the University of South Florida in Tampa and co-author of Politics in Florida. And we now have a line open for you. Our lines were filled in our first half hour. Know all you need to know about Fred Thompson? What do you think of his entrance and how he did it? Announcing on Jay Leno, running this ad during the debate last night, then having this 15-minute webcast. We welcome your reactions to all of this. Professor McManus, What do you make of talk a little bit more about Rudy Giuliani saying that Fred Thompson's going to have to earn this nomination? Obviously, he does, but do you think he has a pretty good shot at it?
Well, the polls are showing that he does. There's not a lock on the nominee among Republicans. It's still a pretty wide open field compared to the Democrats, which have been very much narrowed down to Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, but the Republican side of things shows a huge proportion of the polls show of undecided Republicans. So I think that that's the game now, is to try to grab their attention. And I think that announcing after Labor Day, which is kind of the traditional kickoff, particularly in the South, you don't start election campaigns until after Labor Day, as the old saying goes, he's grabbing people's attention. The question is, as he does come under the glare of the lights, so to speak, and the tough questioning from reporters and from average voters in these town hall and retail politics settings, will he be able to keep their attention? That's what we don't know. So earning it means that you got to be able to go through the long haul and the difficult times and the difficult questions. And I think that was what Giuliani was referring to.
Yeah. You know what we're also hearing from, I don't know, sources and other in media reports about Thompson's then anticipated entrance into the race is we are hearing a little bit more some negative stuff, like, oh, he's kind of lazy. Have you heard that?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. And, of course, then you have a lot of the newspaper coverage today around the country does address that. And then you have the stories that say, well, that's not true. And you're starting to see the biographical stories today, people finding out a little bit more about his background, his family, his early marriage, his law school at Vanderbilt experiences, and his counsel to the Watergate Committee and so on. So the biographical news is starting to leak out, and some say he's a bit lazy, but it seems like the people back home don't see it like that.
Yeah. Rudy Giuliani leading in the national polls anyway in front of the GOP PAC. A lot of the base of the Republican Party or the farther right of the Republican Party aren't real happy with how Rudy Giuliani stands on some of the social issues, yet I've heard they were willing to settle because they wanted a candidate who could win the presidency, and they thought that that he might be able to win. Is Fred Thompson someone that that is perceived as someone who's able to beat, say, Hillary Clinton?
Well, I don't think we know that yet, yeah. And that's what will be the clear focus, because it's always the case that the out party, which right now, well, actually it's not the out party, but the bottom line is that party activists want to hold on to the White House more than anything else. And so far, polls have shown that Giuliani gives Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama a very good competition. And so the electability thing is on the minds of a lot of Republicans. And you might talk about, well, the social conservatives aren't all that excited, et cetera. But then the question becomes, will they stay home if Hillary Clinton is nominated? And the answer is probably no. And would they vote for a Giuliani over a Hillary? They're staunch Republicans, probably, even though they may not like Giuliani's social stances. So I think it very much is these days for the hardcore primary voters all about picking somebody that they feel would be electable versus the other party's primary leader, which right now is Hillary Clinton.
Looks like David in Fort Atkinson has decided to call back. Couldn't get you on the air in the last half hour, but now I can. Hi, David.
Good morning, Joy. How are you?
Very good.
I just wanted to comment on two things. First of all, I think it was pretty savvy for Fred Thompson to announce on the Leno show. The audience there is much larger. I think people genuinely, after such a long time with all these other candidates running, they're kind of tired of tuning into the debates. They really think kind of nothing new is going to happen. By announcing on the Leno show, he got the floor for an extended period of time. He could respond in a more relaxed way, in a less canned way. And if he would have just joined the debates last night, he would have been perceived as, well, kind of tagging on to the end, being one voice out of many. So I think this shows not only a sensitivity to where the American people are at the moment, but also on how to get a message out. That's good. The second point I wanted to make is piggybacking off of something you said. You said, I hope I'm paraphrasing it correctly, that, you know, we want to have a good debater. And I kind of had to laugh when I heard that, because I ask why. Why do we want a good debater? Because once they get into office, the press certainly doesn't really stress our political leaders with tough questions, especially in the presidency. They're always pitching softball questions. So it's kind of like the need to debate is over once you're in the office. But the other thing that made me laugh about that is the question itself kind of shows where we all are right now, given that people have been running for so long, and that is we want to be entertained. Why aren't we saying, well, what is Fred Thompson's position on trade with respect to China or visa statuses,
right, David,
that kind of stuff?
Right. We were talking about those issues just before that. But in any case, we do want to know the answers to those issues, don't we, Professor McManus?
Certainly now, the primary voters, and there's two hurdles to winning the White House. The first is the primary, and some say that's often the most difficult. And the second, of course, is the general election. And right now, primary voters, we know, are more attentive to issues. But I do agree with David in that people want a good communicator. They want something fresh. They're tired of this debate, this endless debate cycle, which 2-hour debates, honestly, you're only going to get the extremely attentive voter who's probably already made up their mind watching these, plus the media, which has to cover it. And in an era of reality show politics where, you know, we want something new every second, I think that the Leno approach was a very pragmatic one. I agree with David.
Mm-hmm. And our president doesn't need to be a good speaker, a good debater, because the press will throw him softballs.
I disagree with that. I don't think you could say that the press gives President Bush softball questions. I certainly think the president wouldn't feel that way, or any of his supporters, but. Mm-hmm. You know, the softball questions a lot come in the debates. I have to say that, unless they can ask each other questions, which I think sometimes is a more interesting format. But the bottom line is, when you've got 9 or 10 people on a stage, and you can't, you know, if you ask every one of them the same question, which you would need to do to compare their answers, it becomes extremely boring television. And that's one of the shortcomings of the current debate format, is you can't ask everybody the same question, which is what the attentive voter would like to see, how they all stack up. Because then you'd have even fewer people watching than you do right now, and the numbers are plummeting.
I saw some post coverage of the debate early this morning, where a number of people, whatever, in the New Hampshire cafes and restaurants that were watching it, were saying they were very disappointed with the debate. They didn't really, you know, no one excited them all that much. They, you know, they thought they were tired answers, or, you know, they didn't like the debate. Did you catch any of it, Susan McManus?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. I watched the debate, and it's the same thing. If you've watched one, it's kind of same. There's nothing that you're hearing new. And what the public is getting a sense of, which is true, is their answers are very strategized, and they're based on polls and focus groups, and they don't want to stray from the answers, because then the press catches them in inconsistencies. The whole process then makes for very boring, you know, content for voters who already think the process has started way, way too soon.
Our guest is Susan McManus, professor of political science at the University of South Florida, talking with us about former senator and actor Fred Thompson making it official. He is, as of today, a candidate for president. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. We welcome your questions, your reactions to his candidacy, and what you want to hear from him, how you think this will shake up the race, if at all. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Nice to have you with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 11 minutes before 8 o'clock. Coming up after 8, we'll talk about the cultural consumer and the role of the cultural consumer in the Renaissance generation. It's a cultural movement that's changing the way we live, and I hope you'll join in coming up after 8. We're talking about Fred Thompson in the race for the presidency. Made his announcement on Jay Leno last night, has released his webcast on his website, and ran an ad during the GOP debate last night, and now I believe is on the road to Iowa. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Is he on his way to the White House? Bob in Detroit is, actually, you're not in Detroit, Bob. You're from Detroit, but you're on your way traveling through Wisconsin.
I'm on my way to Minneapolis to the Abilities Expo in downtown Minneapolis.
No.
And I was an early person that knew Thompson would run, felt he would run, I should say, and truly believed that he was going to be the nominee, and I still believe that. He's the only pretty conservative candidate, unlike Mitt Romney, that has been fairly straight, and Romney's gone back and forth. Giuliani's almost a Democrat. And what Professor McManus has said really shows us how weak the entire system of nominating and electing a president is. And all governments that we have had run with such an iron fist and really control the show so much that it seems like it's more important that we try to find competent candidates, but hasn't happened in years and probably won't for some time now. I do believe Fred Thompson will be the Republican candidate, and probably Hillary Clinton, possibly Barack Obama, if the United States actually wants to do something refreshing, which probably won't happen.
So what do you think? Do you think that Thompson has a good shot against either of those Democrats, Bob, in this atmosphere right now?
Making a decision today means nothing because everything depends on where we're at in a year. And right now, do I think he has potential against them? Yes, I think the knock on Hillary has been that she can win the nomination but not the election. But if she gets the nomination, once that occurs, it's a whole different situation, and she's very strong, and I think she could do very well. Barack Obama is probably too refreshing. I'm not sure America deserves him because we really don't seem to rise to the occasion when it comes to electing presidents. Mm-hmm. And Fred Thompson is sharp, he's shrewd, he's good, he's absolutely the perfect candidate for the Republicans to run against whoever the Democrats put up there.
Yeah, what do you make of that, Professor McManus?
Well, I think he does score a lot better among men right now than women, and that's another thing we haven't talked about. The women's vote is very important, and I'm not sure how Fred Thompson stacks up with the women's vote. I think it's weak at this moment, but it could, of course, change, but that is an issue.
Mm-hmm.
There's one more thing about him that we haven't talked about that probably should have mentioned is that he does have a fairly sustained career as a lobbyist, and sometimes that is a bad word. But then again, so is a lifetime politician, so I don't know. I think that there's a lot of enthusiasm for Thompson, but we'll have to wait and see how it plays out as he gets more tested, so to speak, on the trail.
Yeah. He also has some health issues or is a cancer survivor or at least has cancer that's in remission right now?
Lymphoma, I believe.
Yeah.
But I think the public is less disturbed by those kinds of things because you have the biggest glut of voters or boomers, and almost all of them have some kind of health issue, and I don't think that they think the public in general fears that as much of a problem as they used to in time past.
Yeah. And an email from Ray in Chilton wondering what you think of the possibility of Fred Thompson as a vice presidential candidate on a ticket with Giuliani.
I think that's a very real possibility. I look around, and of course, they're already doing the. It's funny, we're already doing the vice presidential mm-hmm. picking game, and you know, Huckabee's another name that comes up a lot. Very popular so far on the debates and doing quite well. But Thompson would be the sort of conservative that would appeal to the more conservative southern states, but he's not ultra-conservative, but would be a balance. If it was a Giuliani, he would certainly appear to be the right balance there, a moderate and a more conservative Republicans on the same ticket.
Steve in Madison is with us now. Hi, Steve.
Hi. I was wondering if the professor was familiar with Fred Thompson's role on the Watergate Committee, and actually he was a mole for Nixon, as it turns out. He did get to ask that famous question about the Watergate tapes, but meanwhile he was feeding information from the committee to Nixon, according to another member of the committee.
Yeah, what do you know about his role during that?
I think that there's some truth to what your callers just pointed out, and you know, the question becomes is how relevant is Watergate and Nixon to the election right now? And I think for you know some it is very relevant, but they wouldn't have probably voted for Thompson anyway. So I don't think in the big picture that's quite as much of a problem as it would have been 10 years ago.
Yeah. I'm reminded by my producer that the tapes of Richard Nixon during this period when he was told that Thompson would be involved in this job, Richard Nixon replied, "Oh, expletive, that kid," and then later called Thompson dumb as hell. So.
Well, I don't, again, know that Nixon calling somebody that would be all of that much of a downturn or downside. But, you know, the bottom line is I think this is one of those elections where people are looking forward and not back. And I think Nixon is a little bit old history. You know, it's clear from polls that America is looking, what do we do next? Looking forward, not back.
Joe is with us next. Joe from Riverside, California, but I assume in Wisconsin right now, Joe?
Yes, I am.
Yes.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
I wanted to say that Thompson, one of the things about him is he's has a very likable persona. He's in the past, he's always been more like a down-to-earth kind of guy. And I think he's going to get some people's attention just by that alone.
I absolutely agree.
Yeah, a lot of people are burned out on the political stuff. You know what I mean. It's not the political stuff, but politics in general. People are getting bored. People are getting annoyed. You know, it's not just the politics of what's going on, like overseas and Iraq and all that. I mean, that's a major issue as well. But he's going to present a persona that they're not getting, and I think it's really going to rattle the cage.
Mm-hmm. And that's what do you think too, Professor McManus?
Yes, I totally agree, and I think that was why he rolled out his campaign like he did. He's banking on that fact. Entering late, I totally agree with Thompson. I think entering late is not going to hurt him. If anything, you know, it's the new face, and we're always looking for new faces at a time when the old ones appear to be just same.
Yeah. Thanks, Joe, for the call. Happy travels in Wisconsin. Tom in Subiski is with us next. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I hope we don't get bamboozled by another Republican that everybody thinks they can have a beer with, like George Bush. But my question is does he have any experience in foreign policy? Because that's the same thing they've been hitting on Barack Obama about. And I think we might have another Republican with the same problem.
Mm-hmm. Professor McManus?
I think that's clearly going to be the focus of news stories. The news cycle within the next week or so is going to focus a lot on that very question, starting this afternoon when he faces people in Iowa. No, without question, the foreign policy experience will be something he'll have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think that economics is going to play a bigger issue in the 08 election than we're giving it credit for right now. And we see it, of course, I always mention Florida is a bellwether state. We certainly see it here. People are feeling squeezed economically, and Iraq is becoming, for some, just one of those no-win, let's not talk about it anymore, nobody's, you know, we can't do anything about it things. But pocketbook issues are gaining a lot of traction in some key states.
Yeah. And with everybody pushing their primaries up, and such and consolidating. We're going to know who's running on both sides probably by February 5th or so.
I think we will. There are those who still hold out for a brokered convention, but I think that's kind of wishful thinking.
Yeah, well, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for being with us.
Always a pleasure, Joy. Thank you for having me.
Susan McManus, professor of political science at the University of South Florida in Tampa, co-author of Politics in Florida, talking with us about Fred Thompson announcing his bid for the White House last night on Jay Leno and now on his website, a webcast. Thanks to Leo Duran and Karen Prager and Cheryl Gasser for producing this hour. Thank you for listening. If you'd like a CD of this or any of our talk shows, you can call the radio store 1-800-747-7444. You can also listen to our talk shows archived on our website through your computer, wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.